Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 17. Varying your exercise routine. By Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, sometimes with commentary. I'm Dr. Neil, the guy who's reading to you for free, and today I have a post from Steve Pavlina, the well-known self-experimenter. I know you're excited to get to the post, but before we get to that, I want to mention our little experiment for this podcast. I'm actually taking your questions and answering them here on the show on Fridays. If you have a question about diet, exercise, public health, nutrition, fitness, anything along those lines, you can record your question right through our site, oldpodcast.com. And there's a good chance I'll actually answer it on a Friday episode. This has become one of my most favorite parts of the podcast, so keep those questions coming. And we're actually doing something special for people who send in an audio question. You're entered automatically into a special raffle to win books. So again, to send in an audio question, just visit oldpodcast.com and you'll see a red bar along the side of the page. Click on that and you record a message. It's super easy, it's free. You can edit your question in case you mess up. So go ahead and send in your questions, and likely I'll read it on the air one of these Fridays. And with that, let's hear the post from Steve and start optimizing your life. Varying Your Exercise Routine by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Changing up your exercise routine is a great way to keep your workouts fun and interesting. It's easy to get bored if you stick to the same workout for too long. Whenever you find that happening, it's time to move on to something new. The dominant exercise I've been doing for the past several years has been running. Running is great because it's so simple and convenient. But even with music, audiobooks, different routes, variable distances, hill training, running partners, or podcasts like these, all that running eventually can get stale. So a couple of weeks ago, I decided I'd had enough running, so I opted to join a gym to spice things up a bit. After touring a few local gyms and enduring their silly high-pressure sales tactics, I eventually found one that suited me. In fact, it's the nicest gym I've seen in my life. It's a brand new, two-story building that just opened a few months ago, and all the equipment is state-of-the-art. It has abundant cardio and weight training equipment, individual cable TVs with remotes at many stations, two pools, a spa, a sauna, a squash court, a juice and sandwich bar, zillions of classes like yoga, Pilates, dance, spinning, kickboxing, aquarobics, body sculpting, and lots more, a daycare center, and even an indoor track. And the pricing was great compared to other gyms, less than $15 a month for the plan I chose. The guy who gave me the grand tour didn't need to use any high-pressure sales tactics, nor did he try. They had me at hello. I noticed that because the gym is so nice, I do much longer workouts. I used to go for 25 to 45 minute runs with the occasional 60 to 90 minute run on weekends. Now I'm working out for 60 to 90 minutes every day, and I'm already noticing a boost in my energy levels. I do a mix of cardio and weight training, but there's so much variety available that I can't imagine ever getting bored. I especially like the cardio machines with the built-in heart monitors. The difficulty adjusts in real time to keep my heart rate in my aerobic range, which for me is about 150 beats per minute. That's a lot more precise than I can get with running outdoors. I don't even know how long this feature's been around, but it's the first time I've seen it. This isn't the first time I've had a gym membership, but I've never belonged to one with so much variety. In the past, I've also done biking, yoga, weight training, hiking, cardio machines like the treadmill, the stationary bike, the stair machine, etc., taekwondo, calisthenics, aerobics, and more. One year I had a personal trainer as well. I noticed that whenever my workouts become dull and repetitive, switching to something new is a great way to liven things up. The newness makes exercise challenging again, and challenge makes it interesting. I found this especially true when I was learning taekwondo, which itself has a nice amount of variety: sparring, pumse, board breaks, flexibility, etc. If you've been doing the same type of exercise for a while, try switching things up and see what it does to your motivation level. If you exercise alone, try going to classes like martial arts or yoga. Try swimming for a change of pace. Switch from indoor to outdoor exercise or vice versa. Move your body in ways you've never done before. Don't worry, the soreness will pass. Of course, if you're not exercising at all, just be aware that not exercising is a greater health risk than smoking. Neglecting physical exercise is among the worst things you can do to your body. Use the 30-day trial approach to kickstart a new exercise program, and then use progressive training to gradually build up to a decent level of physical fitness. You just listened to the post titled "Varying Your Exercise Routine" by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I love Steve's comment about exercise and its health effects. What we're finding is that every cell in the body responds to exercise, and it responds in a good way. Basically, from head to toe, your cells, your body, loves exercise. And in my experience, I too have found that varying things up in my routine, going outdoors or indoors, does help motivation tremendously. I must mention one thing about the heart rate monitors you'll find on lots of cardio equipment at gyms nowadays. Just use those as a guideline. Sometimes they can be inaccurate, depending on your health history, on how much you're sweating, on how wet your hands are, whether you're wearing gloves. Those kinds of things can alter the heart rate monitor. One really easy way to test to see whether you're working out hard enough is to use what they call the talk or the sing test. Imagine you're on the treadmill, and you were going to have a conversation with the person next to you. Could you sing to them? If so, you're not working out hard enough. It means that you're able to pull in enough oxygen into your cells to be able to sing, and that means your heart's not working hard enough. Are you able to talk to them? If yes, again, you may not be working out hard enough, especially if you're going for higher intensity activity. If you can't sing, and you definitely couldn't imagine talking to them, you're working out pretty darn hard. You're working out at an intensity that's difficult for you. And for many of us, that's the goal we want. But I definitely love Steve's idea of progressive training, gradually build up to that level, to that goal that you've set for yourself. And once again, if you want to have your voice on the show and your question answered by me, come by oldpodcast.com and look for the red bar along the side to submit a question. It's super easy to send one in, and it's basically like getting a one-on-one consultation from me for free. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with one of our female authors, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.